Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time. I know you guys all want us to talk about it. There was one member of this station, Nick Padone, not Wilson, who was pretty adamant about this last week. I avoided it as much as I could, and then they hashed it out yesterday with him and Daryl. So I'm just going to come out and I'm going to ask you, you want LeBron back?
Oh, I think it'd be awesome. I think it'd be a ton of fun.
216-474-0092. Do you guys want LeBron back? He exercises player option, 52.6 or $52.8 million. What's a couple hundred thousand between friends? And there's a caveat to that, that his agent Rich Paul has been talking, that they are monitoring very closely the moves that the Lakers may or may not make as he wants to contend in what could be his final NBA season, season number 23. In the National Basketball Association. So you want LeBron back?
I haven't really wavered on this. And his level of play hasn't really dropped off yet, even at 40, and now obviously going to be 41 this year. It'd be one thing if he looked like a shell of himself. He doesn't. He still is this mammoth force on the basketball court. You can see his numbers. His numbers bear that out. Obviously, you'd be looking at a different setup. Like, you're not going to get the LeBron that last time we had him. You know, you were still involving, everything was revolving around him, every single play, every trip down the court. That wouldn't be the way it would work out this time around, especially in the regular season. But, you know, if you're asking, can he still bring it come postseason? I mean, absolutely. On a team that... we have one guy that you can count on being like a playoff riser in Donovan Mitchell. Like, yeah, LeBron James still come playoff time would help you.
So I know a lot of people go, well, can you make it work? Let's say you can make it work. Say you got to give up Darius, which I'm sure a lot of people would wave bye-bye for LeBron James. Jared Allen, I'm sure a lot of people would wave bye-bye for LeBron James. And you would try to put LeBron, Donovan, Evan Mobley together. Is that how you would do it here, Tone?
Yeah. Yeah. The way that I've seen people make it, and these are all tough deals. They're really tough deals because of the second apron. And I'll say, I don't think this is happening. Like,
I'm asking, would you do it though?
But just me, I'm going into fan mode too here a little bit. I'll be honest. I think it would be so much fun for him to conclude his career in Cleveland. It feels to me a little bizarre that he's been out in L.A. for as many years as he has, yep, and that he hasn't retired already.
Uh-huh.
But it's also bizarre that his play has not fallen off a cliff. Like, he is still extremely valuable. Guys, I just watched an NBA Finals where T.J. McConnell and Alex Caruso had big roles. You're telling me LeBron James couldn't have a big role on a Finals team? Like, come on.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know. Well, just, you know, Tony, your voice, you don't seem very interested.
It's because I begrudgingly would do it.
You would?
I would have
okay.
to.
Okay. Well, where's the excitement? I would expect some excitement.
Because I'm not excited. I'm not excited. But I know that I think that this team has reached its critical mass. I mean, they're all in. As of right now, they're all in. This would be an even more all-in move, but as of right now, they're all in. I've said it. How can I pound the table after the Indiana series and say that you have 2 years? This is a two-year thing now. You have a two-year window. And then say, no, we can't get LeBron. Think about that, guys. Before you guys get all emotional and start killing me for it, think about it. After that Indiana series, I'm pounding the table. I'm red-faced. I'm mad. We got a two-year window. We've given up another year now. So now we had a three-year, now we got a two-year window. Evan's got to reach it in a very short amount of time. Darius, this is about as good as Darius can play in the regular season, and then we'll talk about him in the postseason. And then Jared Allen, we all know how everybody feels about Jared Allen. I can't flip-flop back on something. Well, Ken, you said you didn't want LeBron. You don't want to deal with anymore, that you want to leave LeBron and the 2016 team where they are. I know that. But if he were to be available, which he more than likely wouldn't be, but if he were to be available, how on earth could I not remember what I said just over a month ago and say absolutely not? Where LeBron probably has 1 year left, maybe two, 1 year left though. Donovan is as big of a dog as you're going to find in the NBA, where he's obsessed with winning a championship. There are a few guys in pro sports that you know are obsessed. He's one of a handful. Evan Mobley. Who better to learn from than the all-time great and one of the best in Cavs history? The two best players possibly in Cavs history. I know Kyrie would have something to say about that. But the two best players in Cavs history playing with each other, and I'm supposed to turn it down because why? Because we're going to get nasty phone calls? I know you were ready for a fight, and I think I've let you down.
No.
I have to say yes. If there were a deal that could be made.
Look, I think there's a lot of different considerations here. Is it risky? Of course it is. Bringing in is he 40 right
it's
now?
It's risky regardless.
Yeah. Well,
I guess he's 40.
I still think watching a team and every year Donovan Mitchell goes through a season, plays as hard as he does, is on fumes at the end of the year, and they don't get out of the second round and they lose in five games. Like, that's a risk too. And where it gets interesting, so Rich Paul, the reason anybody is talking about this at all is, okay, he opted in for this season. Had he have opted out, we would have been talking about, oh, is he championship chasing? Is he going to sign a veteran minimum on a contender? Like, could he join forces with
that? He's going to get his.
Could he go to the Knicks? Like,
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the deal. So he told ESPN, or Rich Paul told ESPN, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers a critical part of that career. He does go on to say, we understand the difficulty in winning now and preparing for the future. He says they're evaluating. They're in evaluation mode right now. I do think it's a lot of bluster. I think if LeBron truly wanted to win at all costs, financial considerations be damned, then he would have opted out and signed like literally a veteran minimum. But clearly that's not going to happen. So I do think he's staying in LA. I don't think they're trading him. But man, let me dream. Let me dream for a little bit, because you can't convince me they wouldn't have a better shot to win a championship if it was Donovan Mitchell, LeBron, and Evan as opposed to the setup now.
And the people who would argue against it are just people who don't like LeBron. Because if you look at yourself dead ass in the mirror and say to yourself, is this team better with LeBron James, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and whoever else? And you know the answer to that. You know it's true. You know they are. And I know it reeks of desperation. And I was one of them. Like, man, we had him back twice. Let's leave things in the past where they're meant to be. Let's go ahead. And I agree with you. I think he'll eventually just stay with the Lakers. They won't move him. I think a lot of it is tough talking Rich Paul. And Rich Paul is one of the tougher talkers that you're going to find out there. And yes, it does reek of desperation because they're a desperate franchise to win another championship. This will be busted in some way, somehow, I believe, in 2 years. Donovan may take off, use his option, and leave. That means that you would have to liquidate. You don't have another first-round pick until 2030, for crying out loud. In 2 years, it's 2027. I mean, you're looking at a terrible situation where you may have to liquidate some serious assets to get back some first-round picks to try to put this thing back together. So if we are in this critical mass, and we are, how could I say no to such a thing, knowing that I don't believe he's coming back? I don't believe he wants to come back. I believe he wants to put public pressure on Rob Pelinka and the LA Lakers to make other moves to help them out, to help out Luka Doncic. And I think he'd rather just stay in Los Angeles, play with Luka Doncic, play with whoever they bring in, and see if they can run the table and go after another one here if they want to. But if the opportunity presented itself, there is no way I can rant and rave and bitch and moan 2 months ago and then turn right around and go, I don't want LeBron. That shows that I wouldn't even understand the game of basketball. And I don't understand it the way you understand it. That's true. But I have some understanding of, no, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't go with anything I said over these last couple of months about this basketball team. Don in Cleveland, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Don. Go ahead.
Do I want LeBron back? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Every possible way. Neither one, none of us. In 2018, that's his last year, right? Mm-hmm. That he was a Cav?
Mm-hmm.
One of the best playoff runs anyone's ever had, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of us, even the biggest LeBron fans, thought he would still be playing this well 7 years later. It's been 7 years. He's the best player on his team, and he plays with Luka. And he's still arguably the best player in the league in any given night for a week-long stretch. Yes, you take him back. Obviously, everything has to work out properly, but if you're telling me we can make a run at next year's Eastern Conference with Donovan, with Mobley, LeBron, and let's just say we get to keep Hunter, if that's your main four guys, you absolutely do that all day long. He's the best player that's ever played, and you wouldn't want him back here where his whole career started? You're crazy.
It is such a far, and Don, thank you very much for the call.
He was second-team All-NBA this year, yeah. And it wasn't a tribute vote. It wasn't like a pity vote, like, oh, we're just giving this to him because of his years of service to the NBA. No, he was one of the top 10 players in the league.
In the general public, he has a 75% approval rating. In the land of sports talk radio, because everything is amplified here, it's probably 50-50. He's a very polarizing player, and we will talk about him for the rest of our careers. And
you think it's
of
only
50-50
here?
I think it's a 50-50. On the air, I think it's 50-50.
Do you think you're just listening to the loud, that's very vocal minority?
But we give credence to the minority when people call in.
We have a poll on the show X account. Right now it's 56-44. They would not want LeBron back.
I told you that's exactly how it is.
No, but I think that's different from the approval. Like, the guy won a championship here. Like, his approval.
Well, I think
that's got to be enormous
in
Cleveland.
But
if you had somebody driving through town, and they just heard, wait, the guy that brought the only championship since 1964 to Cleveland, where Cleveland never wins, was the butt of every joke, and his approval rate is 50-50. They go, what's going on in Cleveland? Like, I think we have to check the water there.
Approval and wanting him back, I think, go hand in hand to a lot of the audience. And I think, again, in the general public, 75% approve of LeBron or in what he's done with the Cleveland Cavaliers and would want him back. But in our land, where we do give a big voice to the vocal minority because there's a call-in line live on the air and people can get in about it, yeah, I think it's more 50-50. And I'm sure on the internet, a lot of people are going to be calling us, well, gosh, you guys just drink his bathwater, you cut for him all the time. Hey, man,
Yeah, that's what happens when you win. That's what happens when you win a championship.
I was not desperate last year during the regular season or even the year before. I know what's staring them right in the face right now in the next 2 years. If it's a two-year window, I might as well have the player of the generation for the two-year window. It's about remaining consistent. That's what it's about. I will be bothered if they were to get him and then they were to do something with him. I'm sure in the 10 years after that, I would be bothered to some degree that they can't do anything without the guy. But I'll pay attention to that when I have to.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.